important stuff.
Good morning, Four Triple Zetters. You are on the airwaves with Trista and Angus for your 9 a.m. Zetlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council have given a green light on a proposal that would allow people to drink alcohol on the Story Bridge. This move would allow Story Bridge Adventure Climb Company to apply for a permit from alcohol regulators to serve alcohol on their climbs. Despite suggestions from concerned residents that climbers might vomit over the bridge and into traffic, the motion passed with 16 votes in favor. Griffith University's professor Sydney Decker told The Guardian that despite the perceived risk, the proposal could be implemented to an acceptably safe level. Mr. Decker went on to suggest that many everyday activities expose people to greater risks and that it would be safer to have bubbles on the bridge than ride a motorbike up Mount Tamarine in wet weather. More on local news, the debate has begun on the Queensland's government's hotly contested Youth Justice Law Bill that was the backbone of the LNP's Adult Crime, Adult Time election promise. The Miles opposition government called for amendments to be made on the bill by adding an 18-month law review, but were voted down by the House late last night. Minister for Justice and Attorney General Deb Frecklington said that her only recommendation for the bill is that it is passed and in effect in time for Christmas. In national news, Paul Fletcher, a senior Liberal MP, became the second moderate to announce his departure this month, leaving Bradfield vulnerable to a strong challenge from Teal independent Nicolette Bowell. Confirming her candidacy, Bowell said now is the opportunity for an independent to make a difference for Bradfield and thanked Fletcher for his service. Fletcher's decision following Simon Birmingham's resignation signals a decline in the moderate wing of the Liberal Party. While Fletcher declined to endorse a successor, he suggests it would be prudent to select an outstanding Liberal woman to carry the party's banner in Bradfield.
Australian swimmer Lainey Pallister has set a new national record for the 400-metre freestyle at the World Aquatic Swimming Championships in Budapest. Pallister came out of the pool last night with a silver medal overall and the new owner of the previous record held by Ariane Titmus, which she had broken by 2 seconds. Canada's Summer McIntosh made it to the number one spot with a gold medal and a new world record with a time of 3 minutes and 50 seconds. In international news, Israel has intensified airstrikes in Syria, destroying the country's navy in the wake of the Assad regime's collapse. This follows the destruction of a military research center in Damascus, with a further 300 strikes destroying most of the Syrian army's assets. Troops from the Israeli Defense Force have also entered into Golan Heights, the demilitarized buffer zone on the border of Israel and Syria. It remained unclear if IDF forces have advanced beyond the buffer zone. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the strikes were designed to prevent chemical weapons from falling into the hands of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the rebel group responsible for overthrowing Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Katz says Israel intends to create a defense zone free of weapons and terrorist threats in southern Syria to prevent extremist Islamic terrorists acting against Israel. For your weather today, Brisbane is drizzly with more showers expected this afternoon. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Aussie rockers Tumbleweed have released the track When We Were Young, back with their